Hey people, what's going on? It's Adam from Come Get Your Podcast. As I've done the past couple times, I'm jumping in at the beginning of the show. Say hi. Thank you in advance for listening. It's been a few weeks since we've last had an episode. There's been a lot of real life stuff happening. I was on my honeymoon. Chris had a piece of himself taken out from inside his body and it is now outside and gone from his body. And Dustin, well, you'll just have to listen to see what happened to Dustin. I promise it's great. Also, letting you know right now, we experienced a couple technical issues in this episode, i.e. Dustin's internet kicked him out of the chat a couple times. I edited it around it as best I could. I think I did okay. If I didn't, let me know. And I'm also going to let you know that if you want to, A, go like our Facebook page. It's at CGY Podcast. B, after you like it and you listen to an episode and you like that, share the link to the episode with your friends. And what am I on, 3 or C? Fuck. Anyway, go like us on Twitter. Follow us, I mean. You can like us too on Twitter, like the shit we say. And tweet at us. We want to answer your questions. We do a few this episode. We want to keep that train rolling. And yeah, I think that's about it. Hope you're having a lovely day. Once again, thank you for listening. And enjoy. Love you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I need to jump in with that
too. Yeah, I should have done it at the same time. Guess what? We're back.
I just dabbed. You didn't see it. I did it though.
I'm always
dabbing. Oh, the kids love that. Bringing in that young listening group.
We're bringing in those youths.
Let me go flip a water bottle. I'll be right back.
We have another episode of Come Get Your Podcast right here, right now.
Mm, in your face.
And it's Come Get Your Podcast Nights.
Oh, yeah.
I get something better named.
I like the way it sounds. I'm going to take my pants off, keep drinking this whiskey.
My pants are already off. I'm going to keep drinking this vanilla Svedka and Orange Crush.
Oh, man, you are adulting hard.
Because I am a
white
college-age woman.
You are fucking living the life up there. You're not your father's root beer. I'm not that fancy, but I like the way it tastes. I like it the way it tastes when it hits my lips.
It's got good mouth feel.
Mm. Tastes so good.
Sorry for that. How are you guys doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's been a little while since we've done this.
Yeah, you relaxed? You feeling good? You a little tanner?
It has been a little while because I went tanning for a week.
I mean, I haven't seen you yet, but you sound tanner.
Do I? I thought I did, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
DJ Tanner?
Yes. DJ Tanner. That's only, I don't know what season the Netflix episodes are, but anyway, I just gave away the joke. Yeah, I was gone for a week on vacation in Mexico because this podcast is so successful after 2 episodes, I could afford it.
Yeah, we donated our portion for you to go.
You still owe me money, by the way.
I mean, you told us you were going down to build houses and shit.
It was a goodwill mission for my skin.
I don't know, man. You gotta watch those UV rays. Our ozone is gone.
I was constantly in some kind of sunscreen barrier.
Did you have the sunscreen smart. like the blop on your nose at all?
No, because I'm not a lifeguard from the 90s. But
I just think of Salute Your Shorts when I think of that.
I was just gonna go there next. But
nice pull.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I like it.
I have a Camp Anawana T-shirt somewhere in this house. I just don't know where it is.
Man, so Clark's happy. He just got back from Mexico.
I was on my honeymoon. Should probably have said that a couple minutes ago.
It wasn't Mexico. It was Dominican, right?
No, it wasn't Mexico. I was like 20 minutes south of Cancun. So, funny tie-in here. Your parents have been to the same place.
Yes.
And said it was their second favorite vacation ever. Correct. It is my favorite vacation ever. And I can see why.
Yeah, I think the stipulation was it was their second favorite place.
Oh, he just dropped out, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, no, we're gonna keep going. He'll jump back.
See, the thing is that Dustin, if the viewers, listeners don't know, he has what we call Taco Bell internet. And he's going to come back, probably cursing.
What? Can you guys not hear me?
He's going to be
cursing Comcast's name for sure.
He's not going to be happy. And
I'm going to send you this.
Yep, he officially just dropped.
Because I can hear everything you're saying. And now it just finally cut out. Oh, so, man.
No, I'm glad you had a good time to keep going on because...
Just for you, Clark.
I will tell you, I think I told you that. I have no idea. You needed the break.
I mean, it's been a long time coming that Misty and I had a long time off together and could just hang out, just the two of us. And we definitely needed it and needed to reset our batteries, so to speak. By the end of the 7 days, I was ready to come home, kind of, you know?
I talking to Dustin about this, I think? It was a spider sushi when you're gone. I'm sorry, man.
I saw that. It's okay. I forgive you guys.
But it's what we say. We said 10 days, like 14 days, 2 weeks is too long.
Definitely.
10 days is like perfect, though.
Yeah. I'd say 10 days would have been just fine with me, too. We were gone from a Sunday to a Sunday, so 7 days. That was perfect. And then also, I took extra day off from work so I could just have another day to recover.
Smart,
so
by the way.
8-9 days total, really. And thank you. And yeah, that was good. By Tuesday morning, I was ready to come back to work, mostly. Because what happens sometimes when you travel like that, and you're gone for that amount of time, your body gets used to things being the way they are wherever you're at. And you come back and start eating the food from here, and that can upset your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
So like Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, part of Wednesday, my stomach was also out of whack. Not like I had food poisoning, but it wasn't good. I'll say that much.
you're right. I mean, you have to, this is what I told my coworker, because he also just went on his honeymoon a few weeks ago, but he went to Colorado, and he came back on like Sunday at like 3 p.m., and then he went to work the next day, and he goes, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, that was neat. You were dumb for doing that. You should take the next day off.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you need that extra travel day, more or less. And travel days in quotes.
Yeah, because you gotta like readjust. You do. So good, man. You're a smart gentleman.
We will be returning there eventually. It was gorgeous, first of all, and everyone there was super nice, super helpful, and so they'll be continuing to have our business.
Hell yeah, just no more boats.
No more boats. Anything that's on land, we're fine. That was the other thing we did. The other excursion, we went and saw, the place is called Tulum.
Oh, hey! And, hey, how you doing?
Hi!
We kept going. We just kept going.
Yeah, no, we didn't stop.
I could hear you guys for like a good 30 seconds, being like, yeah, we're... I dropped out. You guys kept going. I was like, can you guys really not hear me? And then it just, everything shut up.
Yeah, because you were talking about your parents, hey, man. Like going there, and then also it was just like, gone.
You know what I did? I continued that story. I never stopped my recording, so.
Oh, good.
At least you'll have something. It's more me rambling about how much I hate Comcast and enjoy whiskey, but I finished the story about my parents' vacation spot.
I'm going to try to see if I can figure out how to edit that in alongside what we're talking about.
Hopefully. I don't know. I did it just in case.
I was saying the other excursion we did was we went to a place called Tulum, which is Mayan ruins, and that place was really freaking cool. I was coming off the tail end of having food poisoning, so I probably could have enjoyed it more, but for what I did experience, it was a good time.
I saw those pictures. I've heard a couple other people go there too, and they said it's very, very, very hot. I don't know if that was just the time they went, or the fact possibly that it's so far inland and it's kind of
snowy. No, it's on the coast.
Really?
Tulum is. You're probably thinking of Chichen Itza.
Probably then. Yeah. Because if it's on the coast, inland. Yeah, if it's on the coast, then never mind.
Yeah, there are cliffs at the ones we went to. Hmm. But you're not wrong. It was hot. It was like almost 90 degrees or 92 degrees or something like that. And very humid.
Whoa.
So, I don't know. I mean, you bring a lot of water and chug it, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, it sounds great, but I'm going to have to pass on that place. I already don't like Illinois weather in the summer.
I could guarantee you'd like the resort, at least.
Guaranteed.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Where our resort was, it was on the ocean, you know, beaches for the whole length of the property. And so you get the wind that comes off the ocean. And even though it's warm, and sometimes it's a lot warmer than other times, but, you know, whatever, you have the wind pretty much constantly to cool you down, and it feels really good. Right, or worst comes to worst, you go to your room or one of the restaurants.
That's not bad, though.
Where it's air-conditioned.
Yeah, not at all. You would like an all-inclusive vacation. It's worth it. Every penny.
I'm not going to have time for a vacation for a long while.
Oh, did you use up all your vacation time?
Yeah.
I certainly did.
What were you up to?
Not by choice. I guess it was my choice, but I didn't think I don't really had a choice, I guess.
I mean, you didn't really have a choice.
Does that make sense? I had to get my gallbladder taken out 2 weeks ago.
Was that anything like being in Mexico?
The only thing that is resembles what Adam went into in Mexico is the amount of time I had off. And that it was hot.
Actually, you had more time off than
Adam. I go back on Monday. I've been off this entire week. So yeah, on the 25th, I think, of May, I headed out. And I've been out of I've been off work since then. Luckily, I'm getting paid still. Half off, it's only half pay. Short term disability.
Short term disability.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not ideal, but it'll do for the time being, I guess.
Well, clearly you made it through the surgery.
It was a close one.
Was it?
No. But other than that, you know, I'd say it was a pretty good 2 weeks. You know, I played a lot of video games, watched a lot of stuff. I didn't go on a boat, but...
It's a 50-50 shot if you're going to be okay on the boat, so... I mean, that's decent odds, I guess, but...
This is true. I'm sure... I would wager this, you'd rather get your gallbladder taken out than get seasick.
I mean, I did get sick from anesthesia.
Yeah, that shit'll fuck you up.
Does that count for anything? Because that counts. That fucking sucked.
That does count.
I was fine.
I was there with you while you went on trying all your new food, seeing what you could and couldn't eat. Seems like we're good.
Yeah, man. Let's like, I had a burger today, and it's fine. It is fine. The worst thing I had that kind of like went through my system fairly quickly was pizza.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
That's really greasy.
That can happen to anybody.
Exactly.
I didn't have my gallbladder taken out, and that happens to me. So.
Dustin, last Saturday, you pooped more than anybody I've seen poop.
But it only took 3 episodes for us to start talking about this stuff.
Well,
was that Saturday?
Yeah, Adam was a part of it. You were in Mexico, but I sent it to our little chat that I had tried some Meyer sushi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recommend it. I didn't finish Meyer the whole thing.
Meyer is a grocery store chain in the area.
Yes, yes. Think of like a super Walmart. It's essentially the same thing.
But better.
I mean, their sushi's... I mean, I guess I haven't had Walmart sushi. But
I wouldn't recommend it.
It was a fun morning, I guess.
We're playing Heroes of the Storm, and it had to be for the first 3 games we played. There had to be a stop after each game so that he could go poop.
It was required.
These are 20 minute games.
Yeah, it was a problem.
I sent you one. I saw this message you sent about your issues.
Yes.
And I said grocery store sushi should be a step or two or more above gas station sushi. But those steps aren't large.
No, you were spot on. It tasted good, but I still didn't finish it. And I'm glad I didn't, because that could have been much, much worse.
Would it have made it worse, honestly?
You know what? I don't know.
You have the control. Now we need to test more.
Yeah, we need to do some testing. You need to do what I did the past few weeks. You got to test some shit out, you know?
Just
see what happens.
Go to different grocery stores, try their sushi.
Go to gas stations.
See what effects it has on your b-hole.
You know, maybe you got some, like, some GERD action. Some IBS.
What's that documentary? Supersize Me? Is that basically what I'm going to do?
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Except I'm going to do it with sushi bought at a grocery store.
Grocery chains. Around Illinois.
This sounds like a Food Network channel. Guy Fieri, if you're listening.
It sounds horrible.
I'm ready to take you to Flavor Town.
Okay, two things.
Which, by the way, I am really upset you didn't go to his restaurant.
There was one about 20 minutes from our resort. You don't necessarily want to go into certain parts of Mexico without a guide or anything like that. And to get to this place... Oh, bye, Dustin. To get to this place, we would have had to gone by ourselves, because obviously there's no excursion to go to a Flavor Town.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
Is it called Flavor Town? I don't know what it's called.
This makes more sense.
Actual restaurants.
Like, it makes more sense now that I remember here in Mexico. I thought you were in the Dominican for some reason.
Oh, okay.
The internet's just trying to
connect. And also, the resort, it was all inclusive, which meant we get free food. Well, free.
I already finished my glass of whiskey, so I'm feeling there good.
Some mighty damn fine restaurants on that place. That there was a couple we couldn't even get to because there were so many, and you basically go order the hell you want, and it's already included. So sky's the limit, man.
It's not bad. That's really not bad.
However, there's a second part to the story that I haven't made you guys privy to yet, mainly because I didn't want the scrutiny and I was afraid you might yell at me. But there was another Flavor Town inside the Cancun airport, about 200 feet from where
I don't even want you to finish the sentence.
Was. I mean, you know where it's headed.
I don't even want you to finish the sentence.
We didn't go. You know, I know that affects you emotionally.
I just want you to go to Flavortown. Like, I don't understand why you don't want to go to Flavortown.
I was in Flavortown.
No, you were on the outskirts of Flavortown. I wanted you, your Flavortown virginity to be taken, you know?
Misty said, if you really want to, we can go there.
Oh, so you didn't want to go.
I said it was okay if we didn't. Because we have them here in America.
Don't put this on her.
You didn't hear her, Chris. The way she said it meant, I don't want to go.
I have tears in my eyes right now.
I know. It's a sad, sad story. Anyway, I would ask Dustin at this point how his past couple weeks were, considering you had some surgery done to your body where they took something that was inside of you and put it outside your body.
Did you see a picture? Did you see the picture I took of it?
I did. It looked like a gallbladder, right?
My coworker said it looked like a barbecue chicken wing, and I almost threw up when he said that.
Oh, don't tell me that. That makes my insides cry.
Yeah, he said that to me a day after my surgery, and I didn't feel well.
Yeah, I was like, no, thanks. You don't want. That's not something you want to hear then.
I was like, thanks, man. I don't feel well now. I'm going to go lay down.
Well, I'm going to sum up Dustin's 2 weeks for him. Yeah? Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so the gas station, no, sorry, the grocery store sushi thing and all the pooping that went with it, that was it. That's his 2 weeks right there.
He worked.
He did some work.
He got a new dog.
Oh, he did get a new dog.
And it's a cool dog, but it is loud all the time.
Well, she's still a puppy.
I know.
The sound you're about to hear.
There are two things.
Me opening a
there's probably more. Coffee there are stout. Two things that I can think of right now. I just irritate. You know, you get those things that irritate you as a person. Like, mm-hmm. You just hear them. Like
to your core.
Like,
Yeah.
Me, it's dog barking.
Any and all, or not, just tiny dogs?
Just like tiny dogs. Like yipping, or like the really like high pitched bark.
Gorgeous.
Okay. And babies.
Gorgeous.
I'm just like, I can't do it.
Well,
some people could say they're the same thing almost.
It's like we play games and we're on Skype and all of a sudden his dog just starts barking. I'm just like, you gotta stop that.
Hey,
I'm,
I summed up your 2 weeks for you.
Hi, Dustin. Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing? I recorded a little bit more while I was by myself.
Cool.
You have a nice recording of me opening a nitro coffee stout and pouring it into a glass. So
with whiskey.
Whiskey's already gone.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I finished that right quick after I started getting annoyed with Comcast.
All right, so we're on the 30-minute mark so far.
I think that's enough about us.
yeah.
We can move on to the real things that matter, like internet and video games.
I mean, I like catching up because, Clark, we haven't caught up, actually, really.
Yeah, we actually got back, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
We didn't have time, so this has been nice.
But guys,
we miss you. That's all we're saying. That's...
I love you too.
No, even though Dustin, you fucking missed it. There was a Flavortown at the fucking airport, and he didn't go to it. Hold on a second.
You want me to weigh in on this?
First of all, if you want. We still don't know the actual name of Guy Fieri's restaurant. I'm assuming it's not Flavortown, but it is Flavortown.
It is. It's called Flavortown.
I'm sorry. There's only so many times I can apologize.
And I forgive you. It's okay.
See how hard, not hard that was, Chris? See?
Look, man, I just had to get my feelings out, okay? Is this wrong for me?
All right, you know what? You got to express yourself. I understand.
To be fair, the restaurant has a 2.4 rating on Google reviews. You didn't miss anything.
You know what?
Can you trust Google?
Exactly. Is that a restaurant rating?
Okay,
is that a Guy Fieri rating?
On Yelp, it's got a 2.5.
Okay, all those negative reviews are Mario Batali fuck fanboys who are just trying to bring the ratings down on our good golden god, Guy Fieri.
I think we just found the title of this episode.
What's that?
The Mario Batali fan fuck boys.
Okay, yeah, that's probably it. We go to our gate, sit down, I look over, there's a giant picture of Guy Fieri staring at me about 100 feet away from me. saying, Flavortown's this way, bro.
That's fucking Destiny, dude.
No, Destiny's a video game. This this is Density. Happenstance.
This is Density.
Now, I forgive you on both accounts. Because again,
thank you.
You do not want to get kidnapped in Mexico, leaving the resort. And you don't go to Flavortown for your first time in an airport, okay? You have to be the real thing, and then once you've been there, you revisit it at the airport. That's all I'm saying.
They're here in America. Like, we can go to Flavortown.
That makes sense.
We can go anywhere.
I get it.
So that's my 2 cents on Flavortown and why I forgive you.
Your 2.4 cents, like his ratings.
Yeah, exactly.
If you would have read this review, you would have went. This review is my favorite review of all time. It says, okay. Our family came here and ordered some burgers and we ate them. End of review.
How many stars?
It doesn't say.
Two and a half stars.
What is this turned into?
Oh, it's 1 star.
What? What?
Tell me that's not a good review. Oh my god. That's to the point. Family came here and ordered some burgers and we ate them. One star.
Oh my Sounds god. Like that Mario Batali fan fuckboy.
Yep.
At it again.
1 star. Basic description.
So, moving on.
Wearing the goddamn Crocs.
A lot of things took place. Destiny 2's gameplay trailer went live. They had a big event for it. I'm going to say it looks great. And not great as in, holy crap, it is so different. Look at this. I think it looks the same. But that's what I like about it, is that it hasn't changed that much, but there are some good changes.
It looks smoother.
I mean, I'm hoping it's not the same exact game, obviously, but I feel like the changes they're making that we've heard about already are going to be great.
It looks more story-driven.
Yes.
Just seemingly based on the first mission, which like you got to see played. The trailers they had come out from it. I mean, like, it just looks... I'm excited.
I'm also excited. Go ahead, Dustin.
No, I was just going to say, obviously I play a Warlock in the first Destiny. I enjoy the Warlock. I enjoy the Emperor class. My second favorite class to play is the Titan, to have flaming hammers that I can throw. And it looks like with Destiny 2, I'm going to have the Emperor class. And with the Warlock, be able to throw flaming swords. So it's the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds? Yeah. Okay.
For me, yeah. For me, I'm really excited. And I'm okay with them getting rid of the class that self-revives so people can't give me shit anymore about it. So, because I found myself never using it inside of a raid anyway, so it was kind of pointless.
To be fair, we didn't give you shit about it, but you would always be like, oh, well, guess what class can solo orcs? I'm like, oh, because you need a self-revive? Yeah, okay.
Hey, man, you use the tools you're given. Okay?
I got nothing.
I'm just saying.
Hey, man, the Hunter bow staff looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the one thing I'm sad about is it's like modeled after Donatello, and fuck Donatello, right?
He's boring as fuck.
Yeah, it's all about Michelangelo.
I like Leonardo.
I'm a Leonardo fan myself.
I can accept that.
I can also accept Michelangelo.
But I do, I'll miss, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen exactly. I don't even know if it's, has it been confirmed that the other classes are just going away?
No, I have heard nothing. I mean, I've heard nothing and read nothing about it. Could be. I hope not.
I'll miss Blade Striker as a hunter because I play a hunter. I have, and honestly, I'll admit this, I've grown a fondness of a Warlock play lately. I've had a lot of time in my hands, so I was left with
breaking my heart, man.
Hey, man, hunter's my pride and joy. That's my A1, day one.
We'll see. Hopefully we'll see some more, because tonight is the eve of E3.
Yay!
I'll be honest, I did my best, well, not my best, but I spent a good half hour or so searching Google for, I basically had Googled 'twas the night before E3, and there is nothing no. at least relevant. There's a lot of stuff that's like 5 years old, and it's all based around Nintendo, oddly enough. But anyway, tomorrow starts E3 week. What does E3 stand for? Entertainment Expo? No.
Electronic.
There it is. Electronic Entertainment Expo.
That's it. Yes. Yep.
E3.
And it used to be, back in the day, like more techy, I think, right?
A little bit. It's kind of evolved and split, and we're eventually going to get into, or I want to get into, if we even need E3 anymore, because it's definitely on its way out and dying, more or less.
It feels like each, it's kind of like with what Bungie did with Destiny 2, like they hold their own events now. Like, I don't think you need an entire thing. You can just, each developer can kind of hold their own little...
Well, yeah, we'll just talk about that right now, because... Yeah. It used to be, or at least a while, it was that if you had a game that was coming out in the next couple of years, within the next 2-3 years, you present it at E3 on the floor, like the show floor, or if it was a big enough game, it would have its own little panel stage event. And in recent years, the trend is major companies are now separately holding their own press conference, more or less. And it's basically, they're just showing off what they're coming out with, whether it's a publisher, all these things have their own press conferences and are technically within the confines of E3, but they used to just do it specifically during a set few days. And now there's like, fuck you, I'm doing it on my own time.
Yeah, like I was shocked. I shocked us a little bit much, but like 2 years ago when Bethesda did their own reveal of games, like,
yep.
I wasn't like used to that, I guess, you know, like I was used to like EA, the really large companies, Ubisoft, yeah. EA, doing them, but like Bethesda did their own. I was like, huh, okay. And since then, you know, like Blizzard does it maybe for a while, but.
To equate it to something else, like it's essentially when Apple does a release of an iPhone or like the reveal of an iPhone. That's what you're getting here with like EA, Microsoft, Bethesda, Nintendo, Sony. All these guys are just basically jerking off while you watch and like, yes, this is what we're doing. Love it. Eat it up.
And I do eat it up.
Oh, I do. It's a lot of fun to watch. I don't know why, like, because they're holding their own thing, they seem to, they're able to do whatever they want, which is mostly for the better, unlike Ubisoft, who's notorious for just having weird, weird showings every year. Which is part of the charm, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Microsoft's been pretty weird.
Microsoft's also been pretty weird. That's true.
From what I understand, though, this year we're going to see something new with Halo, more than likely. And they're probably going to hit really big with the Scorpio.
Nope.
Actually, I don't think there's going to be Halo in this
year. It is confirmed that Halo 6 will not be at E3 this year.
Right, but they are saying they'll tease something that it's a little something for the Halo brand. So okay. I don't know what it's gonna be.
Maybe a VR no, because Microsoft said they're not gonna do anything about VR this year.
No, so I'm not quite sure what that even means, if it means anything at all.
I don't know. Well, but here's the basic schedule starting tomorrow morning, Saturday, June 10th at 2 p.m. Central Time, we get the EA press conference, and that kicks everything off. That starts E3 week, quote unquote. And that's it for tomorrow. And then not until Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, we get Microsoft's. Then randomly at 11 o'clock p.m. Central Time, we get Bethesda, which is fucking weird.
It is so ridiculous. Which, I mean,
we'll get into that.
I'm staying up.
Mondays, we have Ubisoft at 3 p.m. Central Time. Which, if you want to see some weird French shit, go watch that. And Aisha Tyler trying to make jokes and relatively succeeding in a terrible situation. 8 p.m. Monday, we have Sony, which I'm looking forward to. And then Tuesday at 11 a.m., we have Nintendo doing their Nintendo stuff.
It's a weird time for them, too.
I like Nintendo, but like I've never been like so locked into their releases.
I think they're doing it in Japan.
Oh, okay. Then that would make sense.
So, yeah, because they had something this past Tuesday at 11 a.m. about Pokemon, and maybe one other thing. I didn't watch it because I was working, but yeah. But welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I slipped out quietly, came back quietly. Figured I would.
Now you didn't stop. You didn't stop recording at any point, right?
Not at a single time.
Okay, perfect.
I've left my Audacity going because we want it to all sync up. So I.
Thank you.
Yeah, you might hear me get frustrated and walk away.
I'm back, going to enjoy that. Talk a little. So.
Sometimes I talk to you just because. But yeah, no, I kept it recording specifically for that.
The area Dustin is in has been experiencing problems. So.
Yeah, I. Katie is with the dog at our friend Carlos and Caitlin's, and I just asked them, and apparently they're right down the street. I could walk to their house, and they're having issues also. So
okay.
It appears to be an area thing.
An AOE.
Yeah. At least tonight it is. So I don't know.
The most I'm excited for, and just because I love their company, I think they make some of the most solid games out right now, is Bethesda.
Yes.
Bethesda is going to be Sunday night, and I'll be up. I'll stay up for that thing.
I'll be in bed.
PM.
Yeah, I'll be in bed Central. Watching it on a laptop, or see if maybe I can stream it onto the PS4 upstairs or something.
They have four IPs currently that I love. You know, Elder Scrolls, of course. Fallout Universe, which I'd be surprised
if they announced anything.
I would be shocked.
Well, they're going to announce Fallout 4 VR. I know that.
Yeah, well, they already announced that, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I'm thinking, like, if they did, I would assume it's something like New Vegas. You know, they had Fallout 3, and then New Vegas was, like, 2 years afterwards.
I think it's too early for New Vegas.
I'm not saying it's New Vegas. I'm saying it's similar to, like, how they had Fallout 3, which was, like, the main story, but then they had, like, the side. You know?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Maybe, yeah.
And then you have Doom, which I doubt. There's no... I doubt there'd be anything about Doom. But then Wolfenstein...
There is going to be something on Wolfenstein.
Is there? For sure.
From what I understand.
There's rumors that there is going to be something Wolfenstein related.
Yes.
Okay. That would make sense.
If anybody has played the last Wolfenstein since Bethesda took over.
It's pretty damn good.
So good. It was so good. But then they're teasing a new IP.
I've heard rumors there's two new IPs.
I've only really heard of like one.
I read an
like,
article that I can't remember or link right now, but it's a two rumors of two.
The rumor I heard is that it's like a space MMO ish or RPG ish game.
Okay.
But man, Bethesda keeps stuff so well under wraps.
They play it pretty tight.
Like again, I know we talked about this last podcast, but their Fallout 4 announcement and then it was out 5 months afterwards. That was like the dream.
Yeah.
So who's making Wolfenstein under Bethesda? Do you know?
Give me 1 second here.
Sure.
I know it used to be IDs, which also who owned Doom, but I don't think they make it.
Well, because this could be something new. Because I guess Bethesda's Pete Hines on a recent interview called "The Upcoming Game from Machine Games Fucking Bananas."
Oh yeah, the new Colossus.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to be
Machine Games is the developer.
So yeah, I think that's the new Wolfenstein, the new Colossus. So he's called it fucking bananas, which immediately makes me even more excited to see what this game is about. Yeah,
and that's also why I like Bethesda so much is because there's just so they just say what's on their mind. Hearing Todd Howard in the Fallout 4 E3 announcement, like it just makes me laugh every time I listen to it. And I've rewatched Fallout 4's announcement like 20 times at least. But yeah, like, man, Wolfenstein, like, we're going off topic, but I love that kind of story where it's like, what if Germany won?
Have either of you watched The Man in the High Castle?
I watched a few episodes.
Okay, that's same deal. What if Germany won World War II? It's pretty good. I enjoy it.
I'd watch that. I'd also play that. That'd be very fun.
Well, that's the new blood.
Well, that'll be happening then.
I can't recommend that game enough. It's so good. So that's awesome. That looks like we're getting another one.
Because they teased their Sunday showing months ago, calling it Bethesda Land, like a theme park. And there were the ones you'd see. There was a Wolfenstein, a Doom, Fallout. I believe Elder Scrolls in there, but then like in the bottom right, there is one that said under construction.
Well, there's, according, see, I don't know how reliable this is, and considering it's according to someone on 4chan, it's probably not reliable at all. but the brand new IP will be announced this year. Supposedly a sci-fi Fallout, and it's titled Starfield.
That lends a little bit of credence to what Chris was saying.
There's something, and this says in one of the articles I've read, that's called Elder Scrolls Starfield. I don't believe that, but
that seems
really far off.
As I said, do you think they'll tease anything about Elder Scrolls 7?
I would love if they did, but
didn't Todd Howard said, I think he might have said it last year, but he said something along the lines of their vision for the next Elder Scrolls, like, current technology is not up to where they want it to be at for their next Elder Scrolls game.
All right, then.
Now, don't quote me on that, but I think it was around, like, something like that is what he said.
Well, I guess we will find out at 11, starting at 11 p.m. Central Time. I will also say I'm super excited for Nintendo's conference, because there's been heavily credited rumors that they're going to be announcing new games, and not like new IP, but, like, you know, new games that haven't been, no one's seen yet or heard of, that have been announced. So maybe, I don't know, Smash Brothers or Metroid or something like that for Switch, which is fucking impossible to find.
I fucking love Smash Brothers.
I've been looking every few days for a Switch. I would also love a new Smash Brothers, even though the only good one's the 64 version. Fight me.
I mean, Nintendo is very good at keeping the demand up for their product. They have that, you know, they have more Switches.
It's so stupid.
They slowly release them to keep people waiting, and they keep the price up.
They have the supply.
Easily.
It's like the demand Wii. Is there.
It's, yeah, like, it's just like the Wii when it came out. I was in retail at Best Buy at the time when the Wii came out, and it was crazy. Like, it's like, you know, these are cheap machines. Like, they're well-built machines, but, like, they're inexpensive. They could make more.
Just let me give you my $300. Please. I don't know. I could probably go to, like, a GameStop or something like that and find a used one, but my lazy millennial ass just wants to order one online and have it shipped to my house.
Well, I say, I hate to like break your heart a little bit, but when you were on vacation, Boykin was in town, Josh, our friend Josh Boykin,
mm-hmm,
and he saw one at Target and took a picture of it.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh.
Made me sad inside.
Had to buy it, pick it up, just pay him.
That's a little much to ask a friend who doesn't live in town anymore, like,
to purchase. Hey, man, hey, buy me a Switch.
Spend $300, and I'll get you.
I'll get you back when I get back.
The thing is, he might do it. I don't know. He's such a nice guy. Fucking love you, Boykin.
He is one of the most genuine people I know by far.
Mm. Yeah, that creamsicle tastes good.
Switches for everyone.
I would like a Switch. There's nothing yet that is, like, making me go, like, I really need one.
I want that Breath of the Wild, man. Man.
I have, but I'm playing on Wii U.
Yeah, I don't own a Wii U.
I let you borrow it.
Yeah, I own a
Switch.
I own a Wii U, and our friend Carlos.
It's a catch-22, Chris.
Yeah, so, like, I played the very, very first Zelda when I was younger. I think I kind of enjoyed it, but I've never played any other Zelda other than that, so I really don't. I don't have that yearn to play the newest Zelda. I
haven't had it since Ocarina of Time. I've been very meh about the other ones.
Okay.
See, the other reason that, like, I want to just get a Switch and get it is because I want to take my time with it.
That makes sense. Everywhere.
That makes sense.
And, like, it's, even though I know you'd be completely fine with it, I would feel rushed if it was your Wii U and copy.
All right, that's a good point. You can't borrow it anymore.
Nope. Okay, there it is. I'll just have to go buy my own
Switch. I don't play my Wii U that much, you know.
I know. It, like, and that's the other thing too. It's like, I got a bunch of other games I want to play, and I don't need to spend $300 on a Switch right now.
Yeah, but you're a fucking adult, and you're gonna. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Closing down a house on Tuesday, I get to spend a lot of money on. So,
it's real fun. It's real fun.
You should just throw that in and be like, okay, last deal, I'll buy this house. You got to throw in a Nintendo Switch, though.
So Boykin, housewarming present. Get Adam a Nintendo Switch.
You're not going to hear no out of me.
It's the right thing to do. You know, I would do it, but, you know, I'm helping him move. So
that's, yeah, my contribution. He's good. Well. Another Nintendo news, we got finally have the Nintendo Switch Online stuff they announced.
Oh, yeah.
It's still not out yet.
No. But
it's on the way. And
what was it?
It's an interesting service, to say the least. I mean, it's only going to cost you $20 a year, which is phenomenal in mine. my opinion.
Well, and considering that it's like $4 a month, like that is a steal at $20 a year.
It is, but you have to get an app on your smartphone to set up game sessions, invites, chats. It's real weird that you need another device in order to do things that are included on Xbox and PlayStation.
In classic Nintendo fashion,
yeah,
everything looks awesome. And then there's a caveat.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes you just go, why the fuck would you do that?
Like, wait a minute.
In this case, it's this app. Have you seen the setup you need to have if you're going to talk to people, your friends?
I have not yet.
Okay,
I did not look at the apparatus.
Is it just, it's like they're stupid, like how you add somebody to like your 3DS or on Wii U, the friends, like the code.
I'm not super familiar. The friend codes, right?
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So no, they don't have friend codes anymore. That's all done and away with. But if you want to talk to your friends via the Nintendo chat service, or you want to talk to your teammates if you're playing Splatoon or whatever, you need to use this app on your phone. How do I explain this? You need the app on your phone into which you put an adapter, okay? In that adapter, you put... So basically, I think it plugs into your headphone jack. From that, it splits in... The adapter splits into two. One of which plugs into your Switch, okay? The other of which plugs into...
Your headphones.
A headset that you can... A Nintendo headset that you can't use. From my what I've seen, you can't use like third-party headphones.
Why?
And, exactly.
And you're going to need to have your phone plugged in because it'll obviously just kill the battery.
Right.
It looks like a blueprint to a nuclear bomb, and I am not fucking with you.
Man, whatever third-party company comes out with Bluetooth adapter technology to fix this...
We have it! Fucking PS3 did it.
The PS3, I used a Bluetooth headset to game online.
Which sucks. Gaming sucks.
They were horrible. I don't know. But then it's like, then they roll out stuff like included with that $20 a year is that you can play old Nintendo games for free as much as you want.
And the library grows every single month and you get to keep the games, which is fucking awesome.
Exactly. So it's like...
But if you want to talk to anybody, it's gonna be a fucking hassle.
God, I would be more attuned to like, okay, let's play this game online. Okay, let's talk. I'm just gonna call you.
That's what you're doing. It's on your fucking phone.
Right.
You're calling somebody.
It's like Nintendo. Nintendo, charge me $50 for the year, and just give me in-system chat options, game invites, and all that shit, just like I can do on everyone else, and I will be happy. I mean, that's all you have to do.
All right. Here's the saving grace, the actual headphones that you have to get, right? You with me here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, they wrap around the back of the head, okay? So you're gonna look like fucking stylish and cyberpunk. Second of all, they have interchangeable earplates, motherfuckers.
Wow, you should have started with that.
I'm sorry, I buried the lead.
I think they're honestly thinking that a lot of their crowds. The audience aren't necessarily going to talk to each other. And I think that they're on.
They're right.
They're true. Because
more often than not, they are right. But like, it if you want to talk to your friends, I mean, who also need to have Switches. So, I mean, we're not at that point yet because it's still way too early in the life cycle.
Your friends also need to have Switches. They also need to have the app. They also need to have a smartphone. They also need to have the adapter.
Just call me on the phone.
Exactly. Like,
and that's what we used to do. Me and my buddy used to do on PS3 because
I used to do that with StarCraft back in the day.
Bluetooth sucked on PS3. It really did. Like, it would cut out all the time. So I'm like, just call me. No, just call me.
You could even like do what we're doing now and just Skype on your smartphone. It's not.
Yes.
It's just a.
It's bad. Like the other thing is too the design of these headphones. I am 99% sure I owned a pair of those in 1998. With my Walkman disc player, okay, like it's the on ear, not over or in, on ear behind the head.
How close? I don't know. This is Nintendo. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Seriously.
You take leaps forward.
You and came then, so fucking far.
And then you're going five steps back at this point.
It's ultimately it's a minor thing because like I'm not gonna I'll just Skype you guys if we all have Switches in a year or two. So like we'll figure it out. I don't know.
No, we'll have that implant in our ear and you know
have robot arms and legs and robot gallbladders and we'll be good to go.
I'll just be too talking soon. To you directly to your avatar in our VR gaming session.
Oh, yeah. Ready Player One. It's going to be called The Oasis.
Well, in other newer developing news, Steam's doing some stuff, which is, I think, for the better.
I think it will be for the better.
Currently, they have a program called Steam Greenlight, which is basically a way for really indie or unknown developers of games to get their stuff out there, and it's through essentially popularity if the game is quote-unquote greenlit and put onto the actual Steam client to be purchased. And currently, it is abused to hell with shovelware and of teenagers who know some stuff about programming, stealing assets from other games or other unknown developers' games and putting in their own an RPG maker and just throwing them out there and seeing what sticks. So it's an issue, to say the least, because you have to go through a ton of shit to find anything halfway decent. And usually when you do find something halfway decent, it's probably the assets are taken from another game, and that's just a whole other issue. So To combat this, Steam is initiating a program called Steam Direct, which is a nicer and easier name to say, and it is essentially trying to nip this shovelware problem in the ass by putting up a paywall, and that paywall is 100 wingwangs to put your game into this program to maybe one day have it available to be purchased. So, essentially what happens is you pay the $100, your game goes into this program, and it can be looked at and purchased or whatever, and then once you get to the $1,000 mark on Steam of units purchased, you get your $100 back.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, is not a bad trade-off.
No, it is not.
$100, not that much. So any 17, 18-year-old who knows some programming and has a job or, more than likely, mom or dad's credit card.
Yeah.
Can pay that money. However, it's $100 per. So in theory, that should limit the amount of shit that gets put on the Steam development stuff, right?
It won't completely fix the problem, but it should
slow the train down more or less.
Yeah, it should keep people from just dumping as much as they can in there, because you'll still get a couple here and there. But like,
oh sure,
if somebody wants to spend $3,000 and throw 30 games in there, they can't. But if they don't make money, they've wasted $3,000. So I think it's a step in the right direction. I kind of like where that's going. Makes sense.
I'd rather have a Half-Life 3 announcement, but hey, I mean they're improving their client,
man. Based. Right. By the time it's gonna be halfway through, by the time it comes out, it's never. So hyped up. It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be so bad.
It'd be bad, you know. But
in the past year, three of their head writers left. Like, there's no one there.
But I don't know. Like, I think there should be less community involvement when it comes to that kind of stuff, because they don't know. Like, these are people that like they can have their inputs, or you know, like developers can listen to their input, but I don't know how it's going with that.
Well, the way it is now, it's just like you throw 30 games up and they're all based around stupid memes. There's a group of, you know, teenagers somewhere that might find it funny and buy the game and tell their friends to buy it, and that gets lauded up into the top of the charts, and that's all you see is just stupid meme-based games that are worthless.
Yeah, or you have that 21, 22-year-old that's serious about trying to at least make an indie game. They don't have as many memes out there, so theirs doesn't get voted up. So it's like, hopefully that'll weed out those idiots that just kind of throw it out there just to be funny and keep more of the serious stuff in there, I guess. I mean, you're still going to get the, whatever, I'll waste $100 on it, but you won't get a drop of, like Adam said, 20 or 30 of the same shit.
Well, there's only been like a handful of games that have really been successful through Greenlight anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but that's But again, I think that's just because so many people can just throw them out there that, you know, 99.9% of them are just going to be garbage. So now, hopefully, we'll see less. You know, we'll get quality over quantity. And I think that's what we're going for here.
Ideally.
You know, so and I'm okay with that.
We'll see what happens. And that's the thing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I really trust Steam, Valve as a company. They don't rush into things, you know. Like, they put probably a ton of thought into this. On what to do with Greenlight, because that even when Greenlight was released, that was like, holy shit, you know, that's great for the small developers out there that really can't get a break or can't afford college but know how to code and stuff. That gives them a shot. I think it'll be great.
Well, what games are you guys playing right now?
I mean, while you've been gone, I think Chris and I played a little more Heroes. We played a little today. Before we hopped on, we played against real people this time. I know last recording, I had not played against a real person yet. And, you know,
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
Except Dustin can take his frustrations out on people that can read like what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If it's an AI, he goes, what the fuck you doing, AI? But, like, he'll talk to, like, me and Ben and, like, communicate what he's doing. And we're like, okay. And then, like... He'll die, and he'll be like, he'll type in the chat, what, no healers? Question mark? And it's like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you can say that, but like, if I'm trying to capture the objective of the match, the healer should be down there trying to, you know, do the same thing. It's not like I'm just running around being like, what, no healers? It's like, I'm like defending the payload, and then the healers are just not there. It's like, what are you doing? Like, that's the point of this game. Matt.
Dustin's frustration moments just make me laugh most of the time. Because one time in one of the matches, we were capturing a point, and I get down there, and I die pretty quick because my character I was playing out was really squishy.
Yeah.
And he just goes, God, no help. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was just there. I died.
Yeah, and I know. And I go,
I was talking to you.
I'm like, yeah, oh, I go, man. Chris, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying we got no help because you died. Like, where is everybody else? Helping me and you down here. I was trying to defend you. That's what I get.
No, man, I'm sorry. Dustin's frustration moments really.
But I got no qualms about typing to other people.
We've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas.
Yeah. You guys read my mind? What's wrong with you?
Nothing has been funnier this past while.
You can't teleport all over the arena? What the fuck?
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, we've just been playing Destiny, playing some Heroes. Played a couple Battlegrounds matches.
We tried to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked out the second one. I've never played it, so I don't know how that is compared to the first one, because it's old. I know Chris and I played some StarCraft.
We did.
That was fun.
Ben wants to play sometime, too. I've had a lot of time. Obviously, yeah. Past 2 weeks. Played a lot of games. Like I said, I finished Kingdom Hearts 2. I haven't played that fully in years. Still good. I just beat Uncharted 4 again last night at 2 in the morning.
Oh, dang.
I'm in the process of playing the first one now.
Oh,
all right. What else did I play? PUBG, StarCraft. I was kind of running through the campaign, and that's a good time because StarCraft's a fun game. It is. I suck at it, yeah, but...
That's pretty fun.
So I came to a conclusion with Ben. Today and I realized that me and Ben are very similar players, as in we just play games for fun and we don't have any inkling to be good at them. We just play. And I was talking about PUBG, you know, someone I've been talking to you guys the past few days, and I'm like, man, I fucking suck at PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. I am really bad at it. I've accepted it. It's just I'm not gonna be good at those games.
I think you'll be good at it.
No,
just the more you play it.
I can't shoot people because you don't get time to shoot people or try to shoot people.
Have you changed your sensitivity settings for the different scope ranges?
I have, yes.
Okay.
I'm trying more, you know. It's not going to deter me from playing the game. I still enjoy it. Just fair warning, just know that I might do stupid shit, and I might not shoot people and kill people.
I mean, shooting is one thing. Game sense is the much bigger.
Hey, I've gotten better at game sense.
If you're improving on that, you're fine.
And I have. Yeah. I can see people better, movement and everything. But
when or when not to engage and all that other fun stuff.
Well, you know, I try my best. No guarantees on that front.
See, anyway. I feel like I'm the same way with Battlegrounds. Like, I've gotten better at killing people when I need to. I'm still bad at it. I have not changed the sensitivity on different scoping ranges, so that's probably something I need to look into.
Yeah,
But I've gotten better at picking up loot, moving when I need to, the way I run, crouch, crawl, hide. Game sense, like you said, like finding enemies, things like that, I think I've gotten better at. That's the same thing with you, Chris. Like, I'm not looking to be, like, you know, the best Battlegrounds player in the world. I enjoy playing it. Like, I just know I'm going to die, so it's fine.
Oh, the other big thing. I beat Dark Souls 3. That happened since the last time we recorded.
Yes.
And I liked it so much, I bought the DLCs for it, and I'm working my way through those right now. And fucking hell, those are so much tougher than the base game.
Really?
Like, my character is real high level and got one of the best swords in the game and shields, which I've also leveled up to max. And I'm getting my butt kicked pretty hard.
Wow.
Not too much, but more than I did in the last third of the game, almost, of the base game.
Actually, there's a guy that was talking about the Dark Souls DLC in a stream I was watching the other day. Mm-hmm. He said that he also just bought it. And he agreed. He agreed that it's hard. Like, yeah, he said it's much harder. But I'm not really a Dark Souls person. But he was saying that the key is to not suck.
That helps. That helps.
So
can confirm.
I don't know if you tried that or not. It's worth a shot.
I go through peaks and valleys of sucking versus trying not to suck. It usually works out in my favor. But, you know, it's tough. But it's fun. I really like it. All right. You guys want to answer some questions we were asked?
Yeah, you want to do like a quick lightning round of answering?
It'll be a. There's only a few, thankfully, so it's not going to last too long because we've been recording for almost damn near 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I would say a good 40 minutes that could be cut easily.
Oh, yeah. It'll take a lot of time because it's not all at once, unfortunately, but I'll get it down real easy. It's going to be a long one anyway.
Doesn't it talk like 20 minutes of it?
Well, yeah. It's been a little while since we were last together, so we had to catch up and...
That's all good.
...deal with stuff. All right. Let's see. Via the @CGYpodcast Twitter, we've had some people, some friends, asking some questions, and if you would like to do the same, do so. Tweet @CGYpodcast, and maybe you'll be on the show. I can almost guarantee you will be. Because it's very special to us. Anyway. all right. @Clovercrest asks, would you be up for a Resident Evil movie franchise reboot? Is it too soon? And also, what's your favorite Resident Evil game? I'm going to say it's not too soon because they ran that last one in the ground, even though it kept making a shitload of money. And then I really like 7, the game, but 4 is probably the best, I'm going to say. 4 is my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I don't think the reboot is too soon, given exactly what you said about the most recent one. And with the release of Resident Evil 7, I think with new Resident Evil games, you could make them a little scarier and less campy, like the current ones have kind of turned out to be. My favorite Resident Evil game is probably just the first one, just because that's the one I played the most. And I just remember how scary it was when that dog jumped in the window. You know, when you're walking down the hallway, like, I just thought it was cool. And I really enjoyed 7, so, of what I've played of it, so.
I don't think it's too soon, necessarily. It's going to be, the movie I like the most out of the series that came out, I believe it was Apocalypse, when they're in Raccoon City. Because I felt like that was, like, the closest to the game. To be fair, I haven't really watched most of them. I think I watched the Apocalypse after that. Or, not, Extinction, Apocalypse is what I just said. But I think there could be a reboot of it. They need to do a better job.
Yeah. Exactly. They need to do what they did with Resident Evil 7 and take care of it.
Yeah. I think Resident Evil 7 was a great comeback for the series. My favorite one, just because of the memories, probably has to be number 2.
Okay.
Because when I was younger, that game scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Just being just like, you're just walking, like, the music is scary. You don't know what's going to be around you. And yeah, it scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. Like, so much that I couldn't beat it. Like, because I was just scared. I was a pussy as a kid. I'm not going to lie to you.
Somebody get Rob Zombie to reboot the Resident Evil movie franchise.
Ooh, I'd watch that.
Exactly. Right. I think it'd be awesome.
Hollywood, get on it. All right, next one. From @KatieDoodles8. Worst load screens ever. She's saying Fallout 4. I'm going to say Bloodborne before a patch came out. Right after it first came out, Bloodborne's load screens were damn near a minute. of nothing. And then they put a patch out that put information about items in the game and lore and stuff like that, which helped. And then they kind of did another patch and it lessened the time. But hot damn, that was awful.
I mean, I think this is because of our discussion on Overwatch. I don't know. That's a good question. I immediately think of Skyrim on the PS3, but that's just because it was the PS3 and it was that's Skyrim.
Well, I mean, any Bethesda on PS3 in general. Yeah. That was rough.
Terrible.
Skyrim, Battlegrounds. Battlegrounds, at least for me, is pretty bad. But again, it's an alpha game, so that should always just keep getting better and better. Fallout 4 is pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, it would probably be any Bethesda.
I don't know what I would have answered to this hours before this. I don't know what I would have said. I would say Heroes of the Storm quick play. Okay. Because that took minutes for us to not only find a match, but to also get the game to load.
So it's just Battle.net and Blizzard with Overwatch and Heroes.
I'm not gonna fully say it's 100% Blizzard, because it might also be the computers that people have.
Yeah.
But they took a long time.
It can.
Yeah.
At least with Fallout 4, you know, you have tips, you have stuff you can read, you can move the thing around in there, which keeps you at least preoccupied.
That's why I said Bloodborne when it first came out, because there was nothing except the title.
Wow.
You just had title. You didn't even have lore information. They had to patch that in, and that helped.
To keep you entertained.
Oh my god.
Especially because you die a lot, you know? So.
Yeah, it's not a game you just run through. Easy. Yeah. All right, next one. This one's just for me. Also from at KatieDoodles8. So did that Adam guy ever play WoW? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
And the short version is I uninstalled it. The longer version is I enjoyed it for what it was. It's just not super for me for a long amount of time and for what I'd have to pay per month. Okay, she also in this tweet, she did a hashtag James McAvoy.
So the funny thing is, okay, so that's Katie. That's the woman that
that's your fiance
getting married to in a year. She was laughing her head off at that because she's like I hashtagged it James McAvoy, and we're in our room, and I just looked at her and I was like, why did you hashtag James McAvoy in that? And she goes, because he's in the WoW movie. And I just looked at her like, he is not in that movie at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he is. He's not.
Okay. This is why I brought this up. I can get past the just throwaway hashtag James McAvoy in there because there's a guy who looks sort of like him.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was liked and retweeted by
a James McAvoy fan club.
The official Twitter account for James McAvoy Filipino fans.
What?
Oh.
Hey man, we're getting traction.
And
we're
I'm looking at their goddamn banner for their Twitter profile, and it's just
it's glorious.
It's a fucking hot mess, is what it
it's
is.
It's so glorious. Oh my god. Those are those happy mistakes.
Yeah. Alright, moving on. Last question.
Wow.
From at Seth_Jortizi. Marry, fuck, kill Overwatch Heroes.
Oh my god.
And my answer is Genji Hanzo.
So you'd marry Genji, fuck, kill Genji, fuck Hanzo.
Yeah, no, yeah, sorry. Marry, kill, fuck is how he'd. Yeah, Genji Hanzo.
Marry, Chris, you can go.
Let's see. I'd probably marry Mercy, man. She's really gentle.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she'd be a good wife, understanding. Let's see.
I'm not trying to say you should hurry up, but we're 2 hours.
I'd probably fuck Mai, because I mean, she's got some good stuff, man. She's good in the right places. And I take that back. I'd fuck Junkrat, because look at him. I mean, he's really gentle. And I would kill the fuck out of Tracer in like 4 seconds, because I hate players that play her and are good with her, because she's hard to kill.
I would marry Mercy, same reason. I would fuck Torbjorn, because...
Marry, kill, fuck.
Okay, so kill. I would kill fucking Hanzo. God damn it. Every time. Just snipe me in the face, you dick. But, and then I would fuck Torbjorn, because I'm a power bottom and he's offensive Torbjorn.
Everyone's favorite drunk uncle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes our questions from the people who... there's a better name for this somewhere.
The tweets!
The tweets!
The tweet corner.
This concludes the tweet corner. That's not sticking, by the way. Fuck, no, that's sticking, isn't
please,
it?
Please not.
Anyway.
Oh, it's fucking sticky.
Or so another reminder, good. If you have any questions for us you'd like to answer on air, tweet at CGY Podcast, or you can tweet our personal accounts. You can get me at that Adam guy 9787. You can get Dustin at
Duster Rhymes 42.
And you can get Chris at
Myron.
Boom. Reach out to us. Say hi.
Yeah.
I promise we'll respond.
Show us.
I like friends. We love I like friends. People.
Or
we also have a Facebook.
You can get at us on our Facebook at CGY Podcast. See how convenient it is. It's the same thing as Twitter. Go like our Facebook page. We like friends. We want more of you. Join us. We're going to create this awesome little community of people like us.
Great.
And then you could also email us if you want, because currently we only have 2 emails for sexy singles in our area. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Is one of them Mercy?
Maybe. I don't know. It's at what's the fucking email? comegetyourpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yes.
That is comegetyourpodcast@gmail.com.
Count it.
All right. And as is tradition here, I'm going to leave us out on one final thought. Being junior or the second is the real life equivalent of having to put numbers after a username. All right. I'm your host, Adam. And joining me tonight has been Dustin and Chris. Yeah. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.